Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Here's what's trending.
Live Nation is bringing back their annual $25 concert week. So from May 8th through the 14th, concert tickets will be on sale for only $25, like a select number of them. But it's over 900 artists, like 5,000 shows. It includes like musical acts as well as comedians.
Okay, that's cool.
But I mean, it's unbelievable how much access they give you. So it's livenation.com/concertweek. And it, like, again, mark your calendars because it starts on May 8th. But it's, you know, like Blink 182. You got Meghan Trainor, Luke Bryan. There's all sorts of, I mean, it, they'll even
You said
have
900 performers, right?
That 900 is, artists.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot.
And 5,000 shows.
Dun, dun, dun.
I wonder if the seats are any good for these $25 tickets.
I don't know, but $25, you can't get $25 tickets.
Uh-uh.
You know what? Just get in the venue.
Yeah, absolutely.
We make too much of a deal about like where our seats are.
Aren't you there? It's still live. I mean, you know, I think you're right, Jeff. It's just like sometimes it's just being there.
And just plus, get yourself in the building.
Yeah. If you're only spending $25 on the ticket, you can maybe treat yourself to some merch.
Do you guys still like to stand at concerts?
Oh, yeah. Remember back in the day when you had to work your way toward the front?
Oh, those are fun days, man.
It took
general
effort.
Admission.
Uh-huh.
You had to be willing to push.
Yes.
It helped to be with a female.
Always helps that way.
They're not going to hit her. Mm. And you just stick with her. You push, and she feels the breach.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a little closer. You look around like, we're looking for our friends. Like, yes. If standing room only, you want to get to the front of the stage.
God, I did that once, and it was a giant concert. And
you can get there if you want to.
Yeah. And I was up front. Right. And it was a big concert. And there's a lot of people. And they were pushing so hard. Now the security guard's dragging the girls out in the front. And I realize I'm getting crushed. Right. And I said, can you pull me out? And they said, no, go back.
Yeah.
I was like,
well,
some
people do go to the front to get out.
Okay.
You're overheated.
I thought I was going to die.
So then you can go over to the side. So this is the 10th anniversary of Live Nation doing the $25 concert week. And I guess to mark the occasion, they're not only going to have it just in the U.S., but they're going to go like UK, Australia.
Everywhere. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
So they're going to be doing it all over the place. The nation's leading mobile carriers are being hit with fines by the FCC for illegally sharing access to customers' location information without consent. What a surprise. So the Federal Communications Commission said T-Mobile is being fined more than $80 million, AT&T $57 million, Verizon $47 million. So I guess they're also hitting Sprint with like a $12 million fine, but it's a 4-year investigation. It started under the Trump administration, and all the carriers say, you know, we're going to fight this. And they're like, best of luck, on account of the fact that, you know, if they were really doing that, then maybe there's some payout for the rest of us. There is, a quarter of American workers worried that they may lose their job in the coming year.
Well, there's AI, maybe.
Yeah,
the economy,
the job market stability in their industry, fallout behind lacking skills needed for what they consider would be advancement or success in the industries that they are working in. But I mean, 25%.
So they live in fear, huh? That they have to find another job.
Wouldn't it be great if you could replace yourself with a robot that looked exactly like you?
Oh God!
And it goes to work and it does your job.
Yeah.
You just play all day. Tra-la-la.
And then you die. And no one knows you're dead.
Oh.
Molly.
Took a left turn.
It did take kind of a depressing end.
I was all excited. I was like, okay, tell me more about that. And then all of a sudden he's like, and then you die.
And no one finds you until your landlord does. And they're like, well, who's that going to work?
Oh, he's a hard worker.
Robot.
Employee of the year. For some weird reason, he was employee of the month every day for the last 8 months.
We knew something was up.
Yeah, obviously. He went from being borderline like, does this guy really even do anything around here, to suddenly being an irreplaceable part of the entire network.
Uh-huh. Okay, maybe you don't die. Maybe you just go travel and...
I'm just trying to say, someday if we get robots...
I would love it, Jeff. I would...
You would have to have it. Everybody at work thinks it's you, because they're not going to want to pay your robot.
Yeah.
They're not going to want to pay your robot.
No, they want to...
No.
So you still got to be... You got to be you.
Your robot doesn't need to buy sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. My backup...
That would be weird, because your robot would never have, like, lunch plans. Like, they're like, you never noticed that...
He never eats?
Know, Mike never eats, never joins us when it's like... It was Lucy's birthday, and we all got real excited because they got, like, cupcakes.
Yep. He never ate anything.
And they didn't have any. And then, they would mixer.
He got wise to it. So they're like, and then the other day, like, he's been noticing us talking about him not eating lunch. So he conspicuously said he was going to lunch, and he just went down to the lobby, and he came right back up.
He's a dumb robot.
He said he was a quick eater. I think he's a robot.
I think he's a robot.
That would be great, actually.
Never takes a bathroom break. You go in from being the guy that's dinging up the bathroom all the time, which you do, to all of a sudden
being... I do not.
Everyone's like, hey, Mike, you want to have a water chugging contest? He doesn't go. He never goes.
He never must be a robot. I think it would be cool. I think one day, we'll be able to do it.
I think sooner than you think.
Yeah, me too.
There is research out that finds that cardiorespiratory fitness, or CRF, could be linked to lowering your risk of premature death, chronic diseases, any complications by like 20%.
Work it out.
It's the huff and puff exercises. The ones that get your heart rate going, but like your lungs kind of like, whoo.
We know the difference when we get on the treadmill and we're just kind of scurrying around.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get a workout. You got to get that heart rate up, and you got to get the huffing and puffing.
You do for a few minutes.
I just hate sweating. I hate it.
I know.
I really do. I hate sweating. Like, honestly, like, if it weren't for sweating, like, I think there's so many more exercises I would do.
When you're younger and you sweat, you're almost even better looking.
Oh, dude,
your hair is wet.
Yeah,
you're glistening. You hit a certain age and you're just a hot mess. 5 minutes in, people are like, are you okay? You're like, yeah, I'm just working out. They're like, you should look at your face.
It's bright red.
Sit down, have a cup of water, bring that heart rate back down, okay? Because we don't want you having
flatlining
any kind of cardiac
out here.
Incidents in the middle of Planet Fitness.
I hate moving around like that. People who run, when you watch them running down the street, they're never smiling. You know, they look like they made a poor decision.
Because
now you got to turn around and run back.
Sneak attack sweat the other day.
I went out
on a walk.
Okay.
I went on a walk for a couple miles. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize how warm it was outside. And so I was wearing like joggers and a t-shirt, and I should have been wearing shorts. And I got back and like my hair is all damp. I'm like, gross. I hate this.
Right. Wasn't sexy.
No, it didn't feel good either. I was like, I got to go take a shower. Peter's like, okay. I'm like, I was so annoyed.
I can see that image right now.
Oh my God, it was so.
Hair sticking to your face.
Oh, I was angry, sweaty. Like, I was like, this is stupid. I don't understand why it's hot like this all of a sudden. He's like, well, why didn't you just wear shorts? I was like, I don't want to talk about it.
All right. We got a break.
You got to work out.
Channel 94.1 and Beyonce. All right, it's the Big Party Morning Show.
We got Coach Bird from the Omaha Supernovas in the studio.
Hey, by the way, thanks for the tickets to the last game that I went to. That was fantastic.
That was exciting. I wish I would have come over there and talked to you guys.
Well, we're sitting on court, and so my brother-in-law that was sitting there.
Yeah.
The ball kept landing in his direction, right?
I know, and I hear about this, and I never pay attention because I'm used to it.
Like, well, we were before the
people get like rocked
before the fifth match. I'm standing there talking to him. I didn't realize you guys had started. hit him right in the crotch. And then he went backwards and almost rolled back. And I immediately got embarrassed. And I looked over as I'm trying to help him at you to make sure you didn't see us.
What were you doing?
Staring at the game. You were coaching.
So you were working.
So it was like somebody aced it, one bounce.
One bounce right in the crotch.
It wasn't like during warm-up.
It was like one ball is in action.
It was the very first point. And then he... Because it's on a pad, so he stepped back during that and started to roll over the
chairs. I wish I would see that kind of shit.
I was like, that was going to be viral for sure.
They're fun games.
Yeah,
so
they're fun.
You guys have one more home game, and then obviously you're going to play in the best of...
It'll be a Final Four
at CHI.
Championship.
So
playoffs.
One more regular season, which is...
Next Thursday.
Yeah,
we play Columbus.
You go on the road.
Yeah, we play at Columbus on Saturday.
On CBS Sports.
Yep, CBS. That game will be on CBS Saturday night, right around the Derby, but it's okay. Tune in. And then on Monday, we play in Vegas.
Okay, very cool.
And that'll be on YouTube.
Oh, Vegas will be fun.
Vegas will be fun. That'll be a quick turnaround, but it'll be fun.
And then that's the last regular season match in Vegas?
No, we play at home on Thursday against Columbus, and then we go to Grand Rapids. So we have four matches.
God, this is going fast.
Yeah. This week's going to be a little bit of a cannonball.
Yeah, I guess so.
And it's going to be kind of tight because likely you'll get the third seed. I mean, I'm predicting you guys stay in second place. And Atlanta will get the fourth seed in the best of four.
No, they'll get the
I'm getting ahead of myself.
What are you saying? You're saying it backwards.
Won't we probably run into San Diego in the first round?
Yeah, it depends on how we all end up right here. But like right now, you just said that Atlanta's the fourth seed, but they're the first
seed. No, I'm saying Atlanta will get the fourth seed.
Oh, playing.
They'll play the number one.
Playing.
Yeah. It's going to be a battle with
coach.
Well, you're talking about the opponent. I thought you were talking about the actual team and where they are put.
No, saying our new enemy is San Diego.
Okay.
That's the team I watched.
Yeah.
That's the team I watched.
That's who we were playing. Yeah. And you guys were at the match.
And these matches have been going five sets. It's been fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's all the teams, like I said, every match is a battle because people are needing these wins, obviously.
Yeah.
And the teams that are left right now, I mean, they're all going to play each other, but it's like to get into the playoff.
Okay. So when people buy tickets to the first round, is that you get all the games?
Yeah. I think it's for both matches.
Okay. Very cool. I'll be there.
Yep.
And who's our new player that she just fit right in and she's a
star? Oh, Steph Samedy. Yeah.
Okay.
She played at Minnesota. She was playing in Turkey, and a couple of our players knew her and played with her. So that all happened pretty fast. With Nia, like that whole thing happened fast, and she decided to have surgery, and then they reached out to Steph. She was still in Turkey. I called her, and those are long seasons.
Yeah.
And so it's really a reality, like, is this feasible? How are you doing physically? Is this something you'd want to do?
Okay.
And she flew back from Turkey on Thursday, got to Florida at like 7 p.m., flew here on Friday at like 7 a.m., did a physical, did all that. So she didn't sleep for like 2 days, then the time change, kind of got settled, did all that, and then went to California with us. She's still like adapting to the time.
Yeah, it takes a couple of weeks to adapt to that. Yeah. It really screws you up too. So
we got supernovas.
Yeah.
And she gets here for a tornado too.
How is
that for your players?
Yeah, how was that?
There were so many things because it was a game day. So we had already gone down to CHI, did our serve and pass. We had all come back to the apartment. So it's like the chill afternoon when they like nap, get ready for the match. And then our pregame was at 5:15 that day. Well, from 2:30, 3 o'clock to 5, it was like sirens.
Sirens left and right. Yeah.
And some of these women have probably never heard sirens before.
Right. Our internationals, like they went and got their son from school early because they didn't know what was going on. But even Gina, who's lived here her whole life, like our group message was blowing up. I was on the phone with a couple of them that weren't at the apartments with us, just checking on them, make sure they were good.
Yeah.
Because we were all close relative, but still in different parts of Omaha. But Jess, who I was telling you guys about, she was with us, but her family is from Blair and Defiance, like out the outskirts. So
and they got hit,
yes,
right?
Yes, they got hit. Geez. They were a direct hit as we were going to the match. So that was like she was good all the whole time with us. And then that kind of all escalated real fast.
I've been here forever, and I have never experienced that. I mean, just that constant. For the first time ever, alarm went up. It was going off, and my phone was going off because I was saying it's headed towards Millard, and that's where I'm at. I was like, Should I go into the basement? That's, what should I do? I don't know what to do.
And all of us that are from, like, because May.
From Midwest.
Yes, she's from Kansas. And I'm like, I'm from Ohio. You always, like, go out and look first.
Yeah.
So we're all outside, you know, looking. And everyone else is like, what is going on?
Right.
Gina's, like, in the group message. This is the 10th siren. Yeah, like, everyone. Yeah. So we were all down on the bottom floors. And, yeah.
It was, and the poor internationals are like, in my country, siren means Santa Claus crash.
We don't have that here.
Everyone's like, so we can't nap, so I should come downstairs? We're like, yeah, come on down.
Oh, holy God.
Come on, that was a crazy deal.
And thankfully, no one was hurt, just a lot of broken stuff. But you guys still got like 5,000 people at the game that night.
Well, yeah, and I was on the phone with Kathy, the head coach from Grand Rapids, because they were in the basement of the Hilton. Yeah, and so this is like leading up. So we're like calling the league, talking to people. Like, are we going to postpone? Are we delaying? How are you guys doing? What do you need? But then we went on time.
And then that didn't surprise me because, I mean, we know that there are, you know, tragedy, you know, homes getting wrecked. But it is amazing how resilient we can be when just moving forward because we're going to take care of that. Even the Husker game, I thought that was going to get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't. Everything's still moved
and
forward.
And it is a resilience, you know? And it's part of our community. And that's what we talked to the team about. Like, I had Diane, our president, come into the locker room before because it is. I mean, Jess went home. She didn't. We were like, go to your family.
Yeah.
That's 100%. But just talking to them about the reality of things. I mean, they're still humans. Yes, they're athletes and we're very resilient, but that is a huge distraction. That is a distraction to a game day routine.
Yeah.
And just the livelihood. Like, is this insensitive? Like, we had all those real conversations. We wanted to make sure everyone was good. So we were in touch with everyone throughout the community and making sure this was a good thing to do.
And plus, I think, I don't want to say it was good that it happened, but it at least gets back in people's head that go downstairs. And I mean, I was watching videos of people doing live streaming on their roof. I'm like, you're such an idiot.
Well, yeah, you don't think it's really so going to happen.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. And they're blowing around like crazy. I'm like, you're getting blown off their
roof. I think
roof,
you know,
man.
Most of the people you hear the stories that went down, they're like, they live because they went in the basement, and there wasn't any. They were like, that thing is coming. You can hear it, feel it.
Yeah. Gosh,
but it's crazy.
How scary.
Like, I would want to see it, because now we've turned over the new leaf of being a storm chaser, because then you're not just sitting there for an hour wondering
in the dark.
Happening. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you're at least, okay, I see it. I'm going to go to the basement now. But it's scary because they were having those pop-off ones that were, like, just going off the big tornado. That's what, just dropping out of nowhere.
That was crazy. Yeah, and there was that story of those two kids, those brothers that didn't make it to the basement.
They live.
They got sucked
but they got sucked up by it.
Wait, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get them on the show now. I'm trying to reach out to those kids.
There was a dog in a kennel who he's fine.
Yeah,
that thing
got sent.
Tossed what, blocks?
Yeah, he got tossed blocks. He flew.
They were outside?
He flew. No, ripped up the roof and they took everything. You know.
And he was in his little doggy kennel.
Yeah.
And that dog survived. But he took a ride. And these two guys out in Elkhorn, they got picked up. They said the house came apart and they were airborne.
Yeah.
It was everything. Guy said he was somersaulting through the air, and the next thing, he was in his backyard.
No way.
He's all beat up, too. It looked like a cat got a hold of him and scratched his whole back up.
I did not hear about that.
Stories of people,
God,
like,
he's all over the news.
People trying to get their animals in the basement. They went and grabbed the cat. The cat's freaking out. It's scratching him.
Well, yeah.
Well, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back. We got Bird in here. Big Party Show. Good morning. We got Bird in studio.
Omaha Supernovas.
Yes.
Hey, do you guys have a playlist that you guys play in the locker room for games? The players in charge of it?
Oh, do
they
you?
Probably listen to whatever they need to listen to.
Okay.
But
there's not a group, one loud thing bumping.
Well, in the locker room, that's their space. But there's a DJ in our gym. So there's a live DJ that's like doing all the music.
Oh, that guy rocks.
Yeah, he's awesome. And then the dude that is like the MC for the whole, that's why it is like such an entertaining show, because there's constantly interaction and there's things happening that I don't pay attention to.
That guy does a great job. I was sitting close to a Nebraska volleyball player and her parents, and he sat down next to him and interviewed her real quick. And I thought to myself, I was that close, as close we are.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy does a great job. And he has a nice smile. It just works.
So he's so down to earth. He's so cool.
He does it. Where did
Which
he come from?
Which is pretty impressive. This is year one of a league.
Yeah.
And you guys really have the showbiz aspect down, right?
Yeah.
Like, people thought that could be clunky. None of us have ever been to a pro volleyball game before.
Well, that has been their big focus. I mean, they know it needs to be, it's way different than college. It needs to be an entertaining, and I get it, because when you go to NBA games or WNBA games, I almost get distracted and overwhelmed. I barely watch, like, the athletic event.
Okay,
because I'm,
I see.
Distracted by everything.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's, All right, so I have a watch, iWatch, whatever, and it goes off when decibels are too loud.
Oh, yeah.
It was kept going off. I was like, that's how loud it is here. And I would try to talk to sweet Wylene and her sister and the brother-in-law, and I couldn't hear them. Granted, I'm deaf.
He had Bergen Riley.
I was going to ask who was sitting next to you.
Yeah, Bergen Riley. Yeah.
You guys had a bunch of, it seemed like a bunch of Huskers and former players.
Well, because they had a spring match that day.
Oh, they did?
But a couple of them came over because they were invited because all the college teams came over for that match.
Okay.
We, like, had invited teams. But since they had their match, they didn't do it as, like, a team, but a lot of them came over individually.
Yeah, it was crazy because she was such a good role model. Mm-hmm. She was bugged so much.
To sign autographs.
Take pictures with her.
Yeah.
And she kept getting up. Parents are super cool dudes. She wasn't affected at all. She just did what she does.
They're pretty cool.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's the same with our team. I think there's an appreciation for it. I mean, they love the sport. They're playing because they love volleyball, but they also love what is happening in our sport.
Sure,
they do. I think that when they come to those events, they know what they're in for. Especially her in Nebraska. So,
and I saw Gina had the girls doing planks in the middle of the game.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Really?
Oh, they always do stuff.
They do fun stuff.
They're always entertaining.
Yes. There's different cheers. They do a tunnel for certain things. Again, I just get yelled at if I pick up a ball and I don't throw it to them. So I throw it to them every now and then. But yeah, I mean, they're a good group. It's fun. It's entertaining. They're entertaining.
Right on.
Well, like, because you remember we had that outdoor game, that crazy outdoor game at Memorial.
Yeah.
And then the game ended. It's like they didn't know what to do.
They just jumped
Herbie
around.
Husker ran out there and they
it was out of control
for like 20 minutes. I'm like, let them rest.
Yeah. Let them go inside. Relax.
They're excited, but they're just naturally, I guess.
That's how, I mean, that's the energy of the game, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what.
You got to keep going.
Yep.
All right. Are you going to hang out for a little bit?
I'll be here for a little bit. We practice at 10, so I'm going to have to leave here.
All right.
Maybe after the
next break. Okay.
Next break.
All right, good. I want to tell you about what's going on in my neighborhood.
Oh, I can't wait.
No.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Is this the robot thing? My family's listening.
No,
shout out to the kids in Ohio.
Oh, no. But, maybe I don't want to tell you.
They said you guys were talking about robots. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay. All right. Then we'll do that next. I'll fill you in. All right. Big Party Show. 94.1 with Jack Harlow.
We got the
bird playlist.
We got the bird.
Omaha Supernovas.
You love that song.
I'm ready for practice now.
All right. Do you have family listening right now?
I do. They are just learning over there.
Okay.
Heavy learners, but they just texted and said, are they playing your playlist?
Mm-hmm.
A little warm up for practice.
There you go.
I love it.
So I woke up. There's this app that we have here in Omaha, and it's called Nextdoor.
Oh, yeah. Right? You can see things that are happening.
Well, people complain or whatever.
Neighbors.
And it's just in your neighborhood.
I don't ever look at it, but yes.
Yeah. Well, I woke up this morning and I got a notification in my neighborhood that someone had posted. I was like, I wonder what this is. Because it just said warning for the people in this neighborhood. And I'm like, well, what is this? And I realized that somebody, their dog was barking in their yard. And so the lady went to investigate and saw a man on the other side of the fence pooping.
What?
Yeah.
And I realized this is a block away. So
was
I jokingly told these guys, I'm going to go over there and put a toilet paper dispenser and maybe a little magazine rack on the other side of that fence. And
was it his yard?
No.
He was just like on a run and whoop.
No, some guy cut.
Go. Homeless
some
guy.
Some dude cutting between yards.
Yeah. Homeless guy.
He's out in Millard.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that weird? That's what's happening in my neighborhood.
Well, I mean, there could be worse things.
There could be.
Yeah.
This is the Nextdoor app that he got kicked off of.
I get kicked off
of
it.
You got kicked off of it? Why?
Times.
What did you post?
I call it the Karen app because all people do is bitch on
it. I agree.
Right?
I agree. That's why I don't ever look at them.
So I would jokingly try to lighten it up and make it funny, but they don't like that when they're complaining. So they would flag me or whatever. Next thing I'm banned from the Karen app.
Has anyone
Then they let me
in,
and then I do it again. And then now I'm just like, I don't even mess with it because I feel like I'm stoking a fire. I don't know why these people get like that on that app, but they
do. This is my thing. Choose happiness.
Yeah.
Like, why does everyone have to be so bah humbug?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. What does Grant say? It's easier to be, what does he say?
So do the right thing.
Yeah.
It's easier to be nice. It takes more effort to be mean.
Yeah.
There is so much energy that goes into it. So I just don't give energy to that.
It takes more effort to not help someone.
It really does.
It helps someone.
It does.
Like, it just feels like you can feel yourself being rude if you ignore things. Hey, dude, you good? Just taking a little poop over there?
It's very Luke Skywalker. Like,
it's very weird.
Instead, they put him on blast on Nextdoor.
Yeah,
why
but
is
you know
that
what?
Person banned?
Because across
rude.
The street off L, there's a Walmart and Target and all that stuff over there. A lot of panhandling happens, so I think they walk through the area. And apparently, maybe they had some bad chicken or something. I don't know what happened, but they had to use it.
Bad chicken.
That's what's going on in his hood.
Mm-hmm. What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well,
I have nothing to add to that.
No. I don't know where to go with it.
Well, your family is right now thinking, what kind of show?
Are they going to go to the match? Are they going?
They're going to come to Omaha for the final four for the championship.
Great.
So, yeah, maybe we can all come. We'll have a party in the radio room.
Hey, why not? That's what we do here.
I sent them a picture of us. So they know.
All right.
Maybe we can. I'm going to bring decorations so we can get rid of these spiders. They've always kind of weirded me out.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't like a lot of what's going on in here anyway.
I don't want to change up if these are your dudes, but.
Well, this goes back to Halloween.
Yeah, I figured.
But the purple drapes bother me. I don't know why.
That reminds me of supernovas. I think my nails are trying to be that color.
Okay. All
right. You didn't come in here when there were the Christmas hats on the spiders?
Yeah. I think so, because the first time I came in was probably around December.
Yeah,
or
they
January.
Became seasonal spiders.
Yeah, so now they're just here all the time. And the person that put them up is terrified of spiders.
Sadie's terrified of spiders, yet there's spiders in the studio. A lot of
big
contradictions.
Ones. Yeah. Big ones.
The irony around here is...
Yeah.
You're afraid of
tornadoes,
yet you want to be a storm chaser.
Yeah, now I've turned over a new leaf. I think if you are more engaged, they won't sneak up on you.
You can... Yeah. You can pay to become to ride along with them. I know somebody that does it as it's like tourism, tornado tourism. So it's like an outfitter.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So his wife is always like, "You're gonna die one day," but he would go all around the country and just chase storms with these people.
But that's not something
people,
I would pay to do.
You know?
It's like I can get in my own car and go drive.
they come right to you here.
But if you did that, that's not very safe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how real. I'm either going to be an actual storm chaser worker or not.
We'll follow you. You got to get to practice.
I'll call in live. Don't worry. If I'm ever in that car. What is it called?
The Dominator. A new sex move. Yeah.
I mean, isn't that funny?
Okay. How do you do that? You make it inappropriate. That's why they don't let you talk so much in the 9 o'clock hour.
Exactly.
Well, but now doesn't it make sense now that our Triple League ball team of the Kansas City Royals is the Omaha Storm Chasers?
I never thought of that.
And it's a tornado holding a bat.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Oh, my gosh. When I went to the Storm Chasers, I speak
because when you guys came up, when they said, what are you guys going to be called?
Stir it up. And everyone has to take their hats off and swing them around.
Yeah. That's what we're doing.
Now it all makes sense. Now it all makes sense.
Except the backyard pooping. Still don't understand that. That was a little sprinkle of randomness.
That's what's happening
like
in my neighborhood.
Yeah, it's cool. Dogs do it. Just put signs up. No pooping in the yard, dogs or humans.
Yeah. All right, so best of luck. Your road game Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday and Monday in Vegas.
And then back
Saturday
here Thursday.
Vegas. Yep, and then back here Thursday.
Okay.
Last home match until the championships.
Okay,
we'll see you down there.
It'll be fun. Right. Shout out Pizza Guy.
Thanks, Bird.
Pizza Guy in the house, Tony
Pizza
B.
Pizza Guy, yep.
All right, we'll be back. Hang on. All right, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for Coach Bird for coming in. Supernovas, volleyball. If you're not gone, you need to go. The last home match is going to be next Thursday, but you can always catch them on the tube. All right, they're flying out and they're going to be playing couple games here, I think Saturday and Monday. So there you go.
And then it's going to be a Final Four in Omaha for their playoffs, and the winning team splits $1 million.
I know. How crazy is that? How nuts is that? I can't believe how large this thing has gotten. It's great. Fantastic. Omaha. Good job, people. Taylor Swift tickets, we still have those. Or those tickets are a little different than your average ticket. These tickets are in London.
That's so great.
Yeah, Wembley Stadium on the 22nd of June. Got to get a passport, but get your name in the hat at channel94.com. And then, hopefully you can win that thing and fly on out.
We'll drive some weed at you.
And a chance to go to Europe. I mean, win-win.
All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe day. Do yourself good.
one will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Why?
Why?
If you
Why?
Have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this
Why?
A lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.